News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, as you will probably be aware at this stage, Ian Bailey was arrested and released on bail after the High Court endorsed an extradition warrant to France. What happens next, though, I suppose, is most people's question. Joining us to try and answer this is the Irish Examiner special correspondent, Mick Clifford. Mick, that question as to what happens next, where do we go from here on this story?
Well, what goes next, Shane, is that there will be a High Court hearing on the bail application. High Court hearing on the European arrest warrant application by France as to whether or not the court will allow for the extradition of Ian Bailey. As you may be aware, this is the third time that the French have attempted to extradite Mr. Bailey. On the first occasion, 2010, the High Court assented to his extradition, but the Supreme Court rejected it. On the second occasion, in 2017, the High Court rejected it and described it as an abuse of process on the basis that it had already been decided on. Now, there are two differences this time around. The law has been changed since the last application, and that would be one ground on which he may be extradited. There perhaps would be a number of others on which he may not, so whether or not that's crucial, we'll just have to wait and see what the court says. The other and probably more significant change is that last May in Paris, Ian Bailey was tried for murder and found guilty and sentenced to 25 years in prison. And as far as the French authorities are now concerned, that has changed the circumstances completely. In their eyes, he is now a convicted murderer, and therefore I presume they would say that the Irish judicial system and Ireland as a fellow EU country is obliged therefore to extradite him.
And, Mick, is there validity to that? I mean, look, I know you covered the trial, I think anyone who watched it would say it did not meet the standards of justice as we would apply them in this country. So is it significant? Does it matter the fact that he was found guilty regardless of what misgivings we might have about the trial?
Well, that's the big question, Shane, and that's the question that the judiciary are going to have to look at, whomever the High Court and presumably it'll eventually go to the Supreme Court judges are. They'll have to examine whether or not this was a legitimate murder trial that ended in a conviction, and therefore does that bring further obligations on this state as to whether or not they should extradite him? That's of course on the basis that, for example, they find that even the change in the law, the other change, is not relevant. But if it comes down to the trial, that is exactly what they will have to decide. And as you said, I covered the trial. I would have to say it was unlike any murder trial I've ever covered in this jurisdiction. I would also have to say I could never envisage anybody in this jurisdiction being convicted of murder on the basis of which Mr. Bailey was in Paris. But does that matter? Is the fact that they have their own system and they've now decided this? That will be very interesting from the point of view of the High Court hearing. The other thing, of course, is in the event that the courts decide that, for example, if they were to decide that that was not, in their eyes, a proper process or a process that would have been assented in this jurisdiction, if they were to decide that, do you open up the possibility of a diplomatic incident between Ireland and France?
Obviously, he's been refused, or the extradition has been refused three times already, but you're saying different circumstances. I mean, is it a case of nobody knows at this stage exactly what the Supreme Court is going to decide on this?
Well, I think so. I don't know about you, but I don't have the capacity to look into the minds of Supreme Court judges and the various goings-on there in terms of how they interpret the law. But you're right. But I mean, it is basically down to, as far as the French authorities are concerned, circumstances have changed. Does the Irish courts, the High Court and presumably the Supreme Court, also believe that circumstances have changed to the extent that they believe Mr. Bailey should be extradited? And that is in a nutshell, what the thing will be down to.
Okay, Mick, thanks indeed for that. Mick Clifford, Irish Examiner special correspondent there, who also covered the trial of Ian Bailey in France earlier this year. Mick, thanks indeed for that.